Diary Entry 6. He had to straddle my entire body to keep me from struggling free. I continued to struggle until I saw his face. At first, I thought my mind was playing tricks on me. I closed my eyes real tight and counted to 3. When I opened my eyes again, he was still there, hovering over me with his hand over my mouth. Without saying a word, Tony mouthed for me to be quiet. I hugged his neck and did as I was told. Tony was accompanied by 4 of Yates' soldiers. The soldiers enslaved with me were awakened 1 at a time. The other slaves, sleeping in the area, were also given the chance to escape. Only a handful chose to do so. The others were unable to comprehend what was happening. They just turned over and went back to sleep. The guards that had watched over us had been tranquilized by the same darts used to capture me and the others. They would be asleep until well into the morning hours. I kicked them both in the side as I stepped over them. It was the least I could do for the hellish way they treated me. I am hoping this security breach gets them into a heap of trouble. With any luck, they will end up as slaves themselves. The escape out of the camp was fairly easy. There was only one moment when I thought we weren't going to escape. We almost stumbled into a guard patrol, but luckily, they weren't paying much attention to their surroundings. They seemed more interested in the slave they were teasing. No one said a word until we were clearly away from the camp. Maddie.